This is A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott. I have to be honest here. I cannot take credit for this next description. Think about the movie Terminator and the robots. Now imagine a Terminator-like mechanical suit that connects outside the body to help people learn to walk and move again. And we're going to get into that. Joining A Closer Look to do a much better job of explaining all of this than I just did is Erin Egebrecht. She's a physical therapist with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta at the Center for Advanced Technology and Robotic Rehabilitation. That's a mouthful. And also Leah Mandarin, whose son Chip has been working with Erin over the last 5 years. And we're going to talk about that. First of all, thanks to both of you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Erin, there's some big news here. This is groundbreaking.
It is.
And I didn't want to give it away because I wanted you to be the first to say it. But Children's Healthcare of Atlanta will be the first pediatric hospital in the U.S. to get an exoskeleton.
Correct. Yeah. We're very excited about having it.
Here's a question. Did I give a decent explanation of an exoskeleton? I'm sure you have
a better one. Yeah, no, I was impressed. I liked it.
What is it?
Very good. What is it? It's a lot. It's very cool. It's a device that, you know, allows us as therapists to have almost more hands, more feedback. You know, there's a lot of technology coming out in the world right now and in therapy. And this suit, what it really does is allow kids to get up and start moving maybe earlier than they'd be able to after an injury. Or for kids, if they've had an injury for a while, really learn how to use a appropriate walking pattern again.
So are we talking about typically paralyzed individuals here? Or they have some set of paralysis?
Sure. There's different levels. So starting out in the research, you know, the spinal cord injury population was heavily researched, heavily studied for individuals that were not able to use their lower extremities at all. What's been really cool about this specific device, the EXO suit, is that they've added a variable assist level. So now we can also work with individuals that have some movement in their limbs as well.
So let's try to describe this for our radio audience. We're talking about an actual suit that they put on, and I'm imagining it has lots of wires hooked up to it, and it moves. It allows, so the suit controls the movement in a sense, and the individual, in this case the child, is able to move.
Yeah, and so the nice thing about this suit is they've really refined it. So there's not a lot of wires, which we like. So we can really get our hands on the patient still. We can still provide, you know, weight shifts in their body to work on walking. And it has joints in the hips and the knees and springs in the ankles. And it just gets put on, you know, kind of like a harness system.
Leah, let me turn to you because I want you to tell me about your son, Chip.
My son Chip is 18 years old now. When he was 13, he was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor. He spent about a year in bed, not walking, talking, moving, or swallowing. Erin was his therapist at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, one of the people that cared for him, who tried to keep him moving as much as possible. Over the last 4 years, we've tried to get his life back after spending a year fighting the cancer, which he's cancer-free, which we're very thankful for.
That's great.
But the treatments have left him not being able to walk. He spends most of his time in a wheelchair. It was a brain tumor called medulloblastoma. A couple of years ago, we've been patients at Shepherd, patients at Children's Healthcare, constantly looking for what is the best treatment for Chip. So 2.5 years ago, talking with Erin, we went to Chicago looking for the best treatment. We did a great program there. It was great. It's not half as good as what Erin has built here at Children's Healthcare. So we are just thrilled to death that we don't have to go anywhere. And we can have the best, most progressive treatment that's out there for my son. He does know how to walk, kind of. He has the strength. But he forgot, his brain forgot proper patterning. So this machine that Erin has put him in forces him to walk in a proper pattern, retrain his brain. And when he's doing more effort on his own at the beginning of the therapy session, the machine lets him. And as he starts to fatigue, that's when the machine picks up and picks up where he left off to constantly retrain that muscle memory of how to walk again.
And Erin, how long have you been working with Chip?
So specifically on this device, we've been working a month on it.
So just a month.
Yes.
Have you seen, is it too early to talk about improvements? Have you seen a change maybe in even
Right.
His attitude or his...
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot. It's been very cool. He's been an awesome person to put in the device. When he started, he could take about 200 steps in it in about 20 minutes. Now he can take about 1,000 steps in it in 20 minutes. So
in a
four
month's
weeks.
Time.
So was this still part of the beta testing of all this? Or were you in that phase? Because it sounds like if you're the first hospital now to get one, was there any apprehension about who was going to be the first patient to try this? Or
we tried to, you know, a lot of adult facilities around the country do have this device. So I was able to speak to a lot of the therapists there, and they helped guide me as to different patients to use it. I don't know that there's a specific patient to use it, but he really fit the mold in needing that repetitive patterning and the ability, like Leah said, you know, to practice a specific walking pattern to get back to regular stepping.
Let me ask you, is each exoskeleton, is it custom fitted for the individual then?
Yes, it is. So we have to do an extensive evaluation of each individual, and there is specific criteria they have to meet to fit in the device. So we share that with families as part of the screening process. And with this device, it can fit individuals between 5 feet and 6'2". So lots of variability.
Leah, I want to ask you this. If Chip wasn't part of this development, what do you think his quality of life would be like now?
Chip is an amazing kid, and Aaron knows, and he is going to keep working until he gets better. Whatever better is, we don't know what that is, but as long as Chip still has the desire to work, we'll keep helping him find the perfect place to work. It was just so great that we have it here now, and he knows Aaron. Anyone that's spent a lot of time in a gym, it can get boring in a PT gym. It can get boring. So knowing that there was something kind of new, he's 18, he's smart, he's also very engineering minded. So for him, it's kind of spurred his interest in trying harder. This was the next step. We needed something more for Chip to take him to the next step. Hopefully we're going to get out of his chair, probably walk with a walker because of balance issues, because of where his tumor was located. But the quality of life walking with a walker as opposed to living in a wheelchair is vastly different.
And the exoskeleton has helped Chip improve to get to the walker part? Is that accurate?
It's helping him understand how to step better. So it gives cues. And so initially when we started in it, I would cue him when to step when he got his foot in the position I liked. And then now he's progressed to where he is controlling the device. And the device is just there to kind of pick him up when he needs it. And really cool, you know, he tells us now, he's like, Aaron, I think I'm taking over the device now, am I? He's like, I think my left leg's doing the work and I can see the numbers. And so really cool to see him get so involved. And then he gets out of the device and he's like, oh, now I feel my foot going forward and I feel my knee bending. So that device, the repetition in it has really helped that.
I'm curious about the training for officials like yourself. Is it intense? It seems pretty cool to be able to kind of control. I don't want to call it a robot, but it seems
really cool to
sort of be able to control something like that. But there is some training involved because you're working with an individual who needs a certain set of therapies and practices, so making sure the person on the other end, the PT, is doing the right job.
Yes, it is. It's a very intensive training. They've done a really nice job keeping it intensive. We spent a week-long training from, you know, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., four therapists, and currently we're in our training phase where there's two therapists working with each patient, and we are really setting up the robot to an assignment for that patient. So we put in numbers, put in values, and tell the robot, you know, this is how we want this person to step, you know, give them feedback when they need it, but pull away when they don't. So definitely takes a lot of hands-on skill and a lot of preparation.
I've read where the exoskeleton has been used a lot with people from veterans in the military. So this technology, though, is not necessarily new, but give us a little bit of history of background on it. When did it sort of come into the play with physical therapy?
Sure. So the technology has been around for a lot of years. It's really been refined over the past, I'd say, 10 years. This specific device, the company kind of came out with stuff in 2005, but the actual exoskeleton itself did not really make its way into clinics, this device, until 2012. So in the past, there's been machines, as Leah referenced, you know, within the gym, that you stay in the gym, you're on a treadmill, you're on a machine. And this is really, you know, the past 5 years has become one that you can be off the machine, you can go in an elevator, you can go outside, you can walk down the hall and talk to someone.
Leah, you mentioned the change in attitude with Chip. You remember when you used to come and do physical therapy and it can be long, and then now you've got the exoskeleton. So he gets excited about using it. He can control it now.
Hours of physical therapy is grueling, particularly when your body's not doing what you want it to be doing or what you remember from before that it could do. Last week, we put him in the exoskeleton for his two-hour therapy session, and we walked into the elevator, down the elevator, into the lobby, and let him order a Starbucks. While he was doing his therapy, he's in the robot, in the lobby of the hospital, ordering a Starbucks, walking around. He has a therapy dog. He's walking his dog in the robot through the hospital, seeing other people so excited to see him. Mm-hmm. It definitely has helped his vision of himself, his hope for, I can do this, away from walking on a boring treadmill.
And how encouraging is that for you as a parent to see this?
I mean, any parent is excited when their kid reaches a milestone or does something better. I'm excited for Chip because I see what he can do. I'm excited for Erin because we've worked with Erin so long and she's worked so hard to get this device to children's healthcare. So it's exciting to be a part of something so great in our own city. And of course, as a mom, it just gives me hope that get him out of that wheelchair for his, so he can do things that other teenagers do.
We've been speaking with Leah Mandarin, whose son Chip has been working with Erin Egerbrett, who's a physical therapist with the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the Center for Advanced Technology and Robotic Rehabilitation. And the big news is that Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is the first pediatric hospital in the United States to get an exoskeleton, and you can see pictures of that exoskeleton on our website at wabe.org. Ladies, thank you for coming in, taking the time, and good luck and congratulations to Chip.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.